Hello?
Hey Alex, trying to friend the call. Thank you so much.
No problem. A
All
pleasure.
righty. All right.
Hello?
Hello.
How are you doing today, sir?
Good. Is this Alex?
This is Alex in the flesh.
Cool. All right. So, apparently there was a problem with the secondary router, I guess is what I heard.
Yeah, so when I looked at your setup, it was a couple it was a little while back now, maybe on the 26th, when I looked at your setup, I noticed that you have another router connected, like your own personal router connected to our router.
Yeah, I've got a Google extender that sends the signal throughout the house.
Okay. So,
Making sure that I understand the pieces of equipment properly, what I have is a black box that I assume is the modem. That's what the fiber optic line goes into. Then there's a white box that is a router that has its own Wi-Fi signal with its own login. And then from there, I also have my Google extender, which is networked throughout the house because we have a fairly large house.
And there's no way to just bypass our router and just go straight to the what you call the modem is actually what we call an ONT. It works the same way as a modem, just for fiber.
Okay.
But
Fair enough. I have not tried bypassing the router directly. I wasn't told that that was possible.
yeah, I mean, as long as you have an Ethernet, it takes Ethernet connection, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, if it takes Ethernet
So
connection.
if I just run an Ethernet line directly from the OMD to my router system, that would solve the problem.
Yeah, it would most definitely solve the majority of the issue. The problem is that there's some level of signal degradation, right? Which is similar to what attenuation is, if you know what that is. It's just the loss of signal over a given distance. Only difference between that and what you're dealing with is the fact that it's not a great distance. It's just the fact that you're going from ONT, then the signal drops when it goes to the router, and the signal drops further when it goes to your router. And then past that, all the different extenders is going to have some level of signal drops. So you're going to experience, choppy connections, slow speeds. If you stream a lot, you're going to experience like that buffering that everyone hates.
So what I've noticed is that my son will sometimes download video games on his computer, and when he initiates these large downloads, it will kind of break the system and I'll have to restart it. Is that a possible symptom of this problem?
Correct. Yeah, so any a big file, any big file transfer or file download could also trigger, because it's gonna use up whatever bandwidth is available to try and just handle that large download. It's gonna prioritize that. So what happens sometimes is that when it
Okay.
prioritizes that, everything else just kind of kicks out, or sometimes even that big file transfer won't even go through. It will just everything will just blip out, and you have to restart the whole process.
I
So
see.
in long,
And is that just like the
pardon?
go ahead. Is that just the nature of this fiber optic connection?
Yeah, it has nothing
Is
to
there
do with
anything that
the.
you can do to mitigate?
It has nothing to do with the fiber optic itself. It's more just like going from router to router. The router you're currently that we've provided to you just doesn't bode well with other routers, right? Because unlike like cable modem routers that are both modems and routers, like an all-in-one system, it doesn't have like a automatic pass-through. Like I can set it to bridge mode so it can act as a pass-through and won't give out a Wi-Fi signal, but you're still gonna deal with a drop-off from that. It's just better to just go straight to your personal system. That way you don't have any drop off from the ONT.
Great. Okay. Well, that's fine. That sounds like a working plan. So after this call, I will try taking the Archtop router out of the equation and see if that makes a difference.
Sounds good. And if it doesn't work out, you know, if you want us to try, I think you only have that one router with us. We can try using a router and one of our extenders and see if that works as a, you know, as another solution. If bypassing doesn't seem to fix anything.
Okay, great. Yeah, let me give it a try, and I will definitely put in another support ticket if it doesn't go well.
I mean, I could leave this one open. You could just call back.
Okay, that's fine.
Sounds good. All right, man.
All right.
You let me know how that works out, and no problem. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.